Did you guys notice what's in front of the altar instead of flowers this morning?
No.
Look right over here. What do you see? You don't know what that is? Take a closer look. Who knows what that is? It's the nativity scene, right? It's the, some people call it a creche, but it's got all the figures of our Christmas story, except for who?
Baby Jesus.
Because baby Jesus hasn't yet been born. Yes, Uzzah? Where? Back there, is that an angel? And there's shepherds, and Mary and Joseph, and sheep, and a donkey, and a cow. Yes? Because we're getting ready. We only have another 9 days, and it's Christmas. So it's we get it set up to help us start anticipating and start us getting ready. Well, what do we do to get ready for Jesus' birth? Well, you all see, we see the nativity scene, and then you're all going to have your decorations at home and presents and special food and stuff. But what do we do for our hearts to get ready for baby Jesus? Uzzah? We can what? You give each other presents? Okay, because that way you're acknowledging your that God loves you and you love the people around you. But what's something else we can do for our hearts? How do you guys get your hearts ready for anything? Okay, here's a good one. Yeah, Tibetchi? You can pray, but you know how you get ready to do a competition, like play a sports or sing or a dance or an instrument, and you practice and practice, and then when you're about to do it, your parents or your coach say, "Don't worry, you've got this." You know, like you're confident in your skills. So who are we confident in when we think about getting our hearts ready? Who do we put most of our confidence in?
God.
You're right, Becky, God. We put our confidence in God. So we're going to practice doing something super simple to get our hearts confident in God. And it's a way to pray. Now, usually we pray by saying things with our voices, right? Or sometimes we sing or we read something, but we're going to do a prayer with our breath. So we're going to breathe in and we're going to say, no, we're not going to hyperventilate in, just a regular breath in and breathe God's love, and then we're going to let out whatever's worrying us, like school or your chores or the trouble that you're in or whether or not you're going to get in trouble for what you did that nobody knows about yet. And get your heart ready to be filled with God. So you guys ready? So when you breathe in, we're going to come in, Jesus. And when you when you breathe out, go, and you let all your worries go. Can you do it? Breathe in, God, and let it all go. Is that an easy prayer? Yeah. Prepare my heart, breathe it in, and then let it go. You can do that at any time, but don't follow Becky's example of panting or you'll fall over. You're right. That's too silly. Well, let's get together and let's say a prayer before you go to Sunday school. And we can do our breath prayer, and then does someone feel like leading us in prayer? You do, Uzzah? Excellent. Okay, so to get ourselves ready, I'll tell you the instructions. You're going to breathe in God's spirit and then let out your worries. Ready? Okay, let's breathe in. Okay, Uzzah, will you lead us in prayer?
Dear God, please let us prepare for Jesus' birth and let us put our confidence in you. Amen.
Amen. That's an excellent prayer. So let's put our confidence in Jesus, and you guys get to go to Sunday school. So here, will you take those? Thank you. I'll see you guys later. And thanks for practicing a new prayer with me.